If you hear a loud roar from an iced-over body of water, it could be coming from Cambridge Fire Department crews during their search and rescue training. Since 2023, the department's newest airboat engine has echoed full force while firefighters train to be primary operators on a vessel ready for deployment if needed in Waterloo Region. The $215,000 Husky replaced a 1996 Husky airboat. It is the only one of its kind in Cambridge. It's been deployed for a number of training evolutions since then, with more crews and personnel getting oriented to it, said Keith Clark, Division Chief Training Officer with the Cambridge Fire Department. The airboat has been deployed for actual responses and is working with our allied agencies and resources, so it's definitely getting used. Airboats are highly effective for search and rescue operations because of their unique design, allowing them to navigate through shallow waters, marshes, ice, and other difficult terrain where traditional boats would get stuck. Clark said this is what makes them ideal for reaching people in need in hard-to-access areas, especially during emergencies like flooding or ice rescues. The above-water propeller also minimizes the risk of damage from debris or vegetation in the water. Training happens all year. Because the airboat is a four-season vessel, we can train in the winter. It's actually quite effective in navigating through snow, to ice, to open water and back to onshore conditions, Clark said. An airboat only needs a foot of water. It can navigate in water that is quite shallow. The airboat features a raised cab and a flat bottom that can skim over ice at the same speed as water, improving response times. Typically with the airboat, types of rescues include removing a patient from the water, someone who is in the water and in distress and is further than our throw ropes can reach. Depending on the location, it might make more sense for the airboat to go in, Clark said. We may need to remove the patient directly out of the water, provide medical care while they are still on the boat, transport them to shore and then transfer that patient to paramedics or firefighters on shore. Training takes place at a few locations locally including below Parkhill Dam on the Grand River, Paslinch Lake, Shades Mills and local quarries. It is a specialized vessel so we don't train everyone in the department up to the level of operator of the airboat. There are two stations that are close to each other and often support each other, Clark said. The airboat is at station number 5, so that crew, along with station number 4, are trained to be operators of the vessel. All other personnel are trained to support operations and work safely on the airboat. Training also includes launching and stowing, getting the airboat in and out of the water, snow and ice conditions, turning and maneuvering, stopping distances, and patient retrievals out of water or off ice using a rescue mannequin. This could also include a patient that is on an island and we need to get to the bank, onto shore and then onto the boat. Also, spotting techniques offer a different training evolution and skill set. There's radio communication checks on how you can communicate on a boat with a really loud fan behind you, Clark said. Clark said the fire department is cognizant of when to train throughout the year. We do try to keep it to daylight hours, trying to stay away from fishing derbies, recreational boaters and swimmers, he said. People who might live along the dam and hear the airboat 5 days a week, it can be quite disruptive, so we are aware of that. Clark said there might be opportunities in the future to explore other sizes of boats as the community grows in population. The feedback has been very positive from crews that have been using the airboat, Clark said. We expect to have it for years to come.